You wonder why I love living in a small town? Here's one of our police reports. Deputy responded to the report of a vehicle stopping at mailboxes. It was the mailman.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our email of the day comes from Randall, who says, I love the good report. 30 seconds of the news raises my blood pressure to dangerous levels, but your news stories make me smile. Laugh Again is high on my list of priorities each day. Ah, thanks, friend. You know, I'm often preaching to myself when I'm on the radio, and like you, I could use a smile or six today. So we present another installment of The Good Report. Let's start with a newspaper headline that really sizzles. Police solve case of the missing bacon. Seems a Grand Rapids, Michigan resident informed police that someone had entered his home during the night and taken 5 pounds of bacon from the refrigerator. Imagine his alarm. I'd be singing Don't Go Bacon My Heart. Upon further investigation, however, police discovered the man's wife had gotten up for a late-night snack but was afraid to admit it. I'm not surprised. Honey, you remember that 5 pounds of bacon? I needed a snack. No word on why he didn't smell the bacon baking. But thankfully, the Hamburglar was apprehended. Meanwhile, in a small town, a caller reported to police that someone was on the front porch of a residence in Bank Street yelling, Help! Officers responded quickly and learned that a cat was up a tree. The cat's name was Help. It's true. I'm not kidding you. Here's another. At 8:29 p.m., police received a call from a woman who said she smelled something funny in her room last night. She believed that it might be her husband. Honest. Makes me think of the kids' joke, what kind of ants smell best? Deodorants. Meanwhile, Oregon police received a report of, quote, suspicious people doing something with flashlights by the side of North 5th Street in Custer. A deputy checked and found the people were not suspicious, but, quote, merely Canadian. Ah, those Canadians, eh? Witnesses in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called 911 when they saw a body float by in the Arkansas River. Police, fire, and EMS crews intercepted the body, which then woke up. The unnamed man was napping while lying in the shallow water. Please, said someone from the fire department, find alternative ways to stay cool. One bystander said it looked like the man had come back from the dead. Ah, yeah. Well, that's what the book of Ephesians says happened to us. Though we were spiritually dead, it says God made us alive together with Christ. How many years have you lived? I mean, truly lived. Awake to the wonders around you, grateful for the simple joys of life, aware of the hurts of others. In John 10, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The full life Jesus promises isn't one crammed full of the stuff of earth, but a heart, mind, and soul alive, overflowing with gratitude to the Good Shepherd who gave his life for us, who cares for our daily needs. The good news of the gospel is not just about getting into heaven when we die. Chris Rice sings, Every day is a gift you've been given. Make the most of the time every minute you're living. Teach us to count the days. Teach us to make the days count. Lead us in better ways. Somehow our souls forgot. Life means so much. Lord, thank you for this life. Teach us to count the days. May we live with gratitude, grace, and wonder. Now, go make someone's day.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.